bow, 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 bow.
Can't we be sweethearts? Why don't we fall in love right from the start? You're the girl I'm thinking of. Oh, can't you see? You're the only girl for me. Please be my sweetheart. Don't you know the way I feel? Please play the part and make my dreams all real. Oh, don't you know? Don't you know I really love you so?
Shout out.
Here we go. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts. Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. See, we are at our second half of the show, and we're getting ready for our shamanic journey. I hope you felt the goodness of the doo-wop coming in clear, the harmonies, that angelic 1950s music. And now I'm going to give you a treat. Beautiful, beautiful treat. We're going to go into our shamanic journeying. First, we're going to do the tuning fork, the miracle tone. Feeling into this beauty and feeling into this love. Let's get ready for our journey. Connecting with your power animal, connecting with your shamanic ancestry, everything that you need, and all of your spirit guides. And let's begin. I might start speaking, I may start singing, but all will be spontaneous goodness into what we need in this moment. Breathe in, breathe out.
Thank you.
goodness, needed that healing. So healing. So I want to share with you what I saw. It was actually, I do not mind sharing my shamanic journey. It was actually really beautiful. It was so beautiful. It was such a beautiful vision. I was at like a, it was an open field and there was horses. So horses, my power animal was a horse. Oh my God. Horses are initiation. And I literally could see all the Native American ancestors and all my Native American heritage just flock to my side. And then immediately I just saw these soldiers just one foot in the other, like just this march, and they were all Union soldiers from the Civil War, all mixed race, black and white men standing side by side, walking, marching, and all these horses just gathered around, and it looked like a beautiful, just open grass and open field. It was like the most beautiful vision, and they all just were staring at me, nodding at me. They're just like, are you ready? Are you ready? So that was my journey. It was so beautiful. Feel free to write yours down so you can always remember and come back to it. You are so lovely and so beautiful. Thank you so much for doing that shamanic journeying with us. Oh my God. And I felt so healed. Oh my God. I was feeling so jittery before. I was like, after that first meditation, I was like, oh my goodness, there's so much healing that needs, you know, and I feel like it's just from letting the old self die. And when you go into that energy of just letting the old self die, it can be very uncomfortable. And then just kind of went into that nurturing phase and that shamanic journey I really needed. So I hope it was just as helpful for you as it was for me. That was just, it was so magical. So stay tuned, my lovelies. Please stay tuned because we have so much more coming up for you and we have the messages. So stay tuned. We got some more amazing, amazing music doo-wop. This is all about celebration of integration, this show, and celebration of real diversity and real, what it really means to be diverse and what it really means to connect and what this beautiful country is all about. It's like a melting pot of gorgeous ethnicities, races, and nationalities, and we need to always celebrate that, always. So let's continue with this doo-wop de bop de bop de bop. Ooh.
Wow, wow, baby, I ain't gonna let you go. Wow, wow, baby, I let you go.
Well, wow, wow, baby, now come on in.
Wow, wow, baby, I ain't gonna let you go.
Don't tell me why you live it, don't tell me why you did.
Wow, wow, baby, they let you go.
Whatever made you go, just blame it on me.
Wow, wow, baby, I ain't gonna let you go.
What it's a matter to you, now, baby, can't you see?
Wow, wow, baby,
they
let you go.
Baby, what you are gonna do?
Wow, wow, baby, they let you go.
You can make me cry a little laugh in my face.
Wow, wow, baby, I ain't gonna let you go.
Make me cry even more, but I still want your embrace.
Wow, wow, baby, they let you go.
Oh, yeah, I love you, baby. What's mine is yours. Do you love me, baby?
Wow, wow, baby, I ain't gonna let you go. Wow, wow, baby, they let you go. Wow, wow, baby, I ain't gonna let you go. Wow, wow, baby, they let you go.
Oh, well, wow, wow, baby, now come on in.
Wow, wow, baby, I ain't gonna let you go.
Don't tell me why you love me.
baby, don't tell me where you've been.
Wow, wow, baby, they left you.
What helped made you go, just blame it on me.
Wow, wow, baby, I ain't gonna let you go.
What's the matter here you now, baby, can't you see?
Wow, wow, baby, they left you.
No. Before you, there was no one, and I was all alone.
Alone with a sky of romance above, alone, alone on a night that was meant for love. There must be someone waiting who feels the way I do. Alone on this night that we two could share, alone, alone with your kiss that could make me care. And when you come, I promise to be your very own. Alone, alone with a heart meant for you.
This is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock on.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Mr. Blues.
Well, all my troubles
No time to do the rock and roll, no time to do the pop and show, no time.
Hello. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And if you don't feel good, then you gotta let it go. If you ain't getting high, then you're damn near low. Oh, 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 oh. Here we go, setting up our own chess game, playing side by side with the Saint Germain. Here we go, setting up our own chess game, playing side by side with the Saint Germain. Woo! Here we are. We are at that moment right now where we have come to that juncture of the show where it is time for the angel messages. There's a lot of emphasis on integration and what it means to be able to be around all different types of people and come together and to have unity and to be free, to be outside of boxes, outside of labels, to share music, share love, share culture, share joy, and to do it through sound. And what a great way, through harmonizing. Rock and roll was key back then. It is the ultimate alchemy. Rock and roll lived through. That's what Saint Germain lived through. Wizardry. Through the beautiful keys of 1950s music. So let's tap into what's going on and what does Spirit want us to know about this beautiful dream I had? And what is the message for everyone today? What is the miraculous message? Here we go, setting up our own chess game, playing side by side with the Saint Germain. What is the infinite beautiful message? Interesting. I'm hearing the word. They're showing me the word rock steady. First of all, they're like, well, we'd like to hear all this rock. We'd like to hear rock steady next week because it is a form of doo-wop. It's like a reggae form of doo-wop. So we'd like you to put on some rock steady. That's the one message that I'm getting. Some rock steady. Reggae next week. Okay, good, good. That's interesting. Now is about really utilizing dark energy and the things that we, you know, why dark energy exists and the whole point of alchemy. So this is very interesting. They're showing, you know, this whole thing where, you know, the mess, you know, I remember where the guy was telling me, he's like, people didn't know how dangerous it was to have mixed race bands in the 50s. Like, imagine living in a paradigm where it's dangerous to sing and share music with people of a different skin color than you, and how mentally ill that is, and why I saw all the Union soldiers in the vision and seeing all those the ghosts, sorry, they looked like ghosts, spirits, I don't believe in ghosts, spirits of the Civil War, because there is magic when you go against the odds and you defy what people are telling you not to do that is right in its highest form. When we are living in our truth and we are communicating the things that we need to communicate, but people are telling us we can't do that or it's wrong and you shouldn't, and there's a threat that is circulating you if you do something. When we overcome that fear and we challenge that and we go against it, it creates the most beautiful, alkaline, majestic outcome possible, because you earned it. You had to fight for something. You never had to fight for it to begin with. This is what it comes from, fear of people seeing your infinite true power. So people were afraid of mixed race groups coming together and and mixed racing and making mixed race babies and mixed race music, because it did exactly what they were afraid of. It brought people together. It was an amazing thing that brought people together, but it also created abundance. It was also something that was marketable and could sell. So with that being in the mix of it, what is this telling us about what happens when you say your truth? Or you do exactly what they say you shouldn't be doing, and you do it anyway because it's your highest good. It's like revealing your most beautiful superpower. It's about exposing that. And we need to start exposing our superpowers. We really need to stop being afraid to shine our light, because we're in, this is 2024. This is the big leagues right here. Everything will come to the light. Everything is gonna come in terms of both sides of the war. You're either on the side of expressing good, or you're either on the side of total decay and just going lower, lower and vibrating. Where is that light of where we need to rise to the occasion to be the almighty that we are supposed to be? Strength, being strong in our stance, being grounded. And no matter what anything is hurled at us, we're here with our truth, because that's all we have to offer. We are here with our word and exactly what is channeling through us, through magic, through God, and through the infinite spirit. What is it that you're holding back? What is it that you know that you should be speaking upon that has to do with your truth? And that's going to get you the gold. It's going to get you the funds. It's going to get you the door opening to the next phase of your magic. What is this? What is this magic energy that we have that comes to the surface and comes to the light and makes everything shine to its greatest and highest being? Because we can sit around all day and be afraid of not saying something because we're afraid of what anyone's gonna say, or there's a threat. There is no threat. That's something some person put a rule on. What are the rules you're putting on your life? What is the protection you have? Because you are so protected. You are protected by angels right now. If you believe in your heart that you will be protected, and you say what you need to be, what needs to be said, and do what needs to be done, and doing what others will not do, you shall be rewarded. You shall be rewarded with the most beautiful joy and happiness in your heart. Because joy and happiness does not live amongst other people giving it to you. Joy and happiness does not live amongst crowds. Joy and happiness does not live in the herd where the sheep are. Joy and happiness lives in the new land, in the new world, in that new place. You see, joy and happiness doesn't live in some other person's world. It doesn't live in somebody else's made up place. All of a sudden, we're here and we're just living here, paying this money to be here, or paying this to be that, or do this in somebody else's world. Living in somebody else's dream. Joy and happiness lives in our dream and what we created and brought to this world and to this universe. And that's what exactly our loving spirits in the doo-wop realm, in the 1950s rock and roll realm, brought for us. They did something so courageous we couldn't even think to fathom to do in this age. They did something so courageous. They created a world for us. This new America that we live in, this beautiful America that we live to create, this beautiful, gorgeous music that the whole world emanates and the whole world aspires to be, that's the music that came from America. That's magic. And it's been here since the beginning. Since the beginning of this beautiful country that has existed. That is American-made magic right there. And if you think about it, during the Civil War, what were they playing? That's when country and bluegrass was formed, that Americana in the folk. What were they playing? Drums, fife, fiddles. What were they doing? They were winning a war with music. You're winning a war with the music. You're winning a war with your truth and your excellence and your creation. See, that was their most powerful weapon that they had. Was that music during the Civil War? more. Beautiful music that black and white men created, and women. And they went on those battlefields and they played that music. And that was some dope music. We got this. We got this right here, right now, on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Yow! It is 7:54 right now. Keep that message with you. Keep it close to your heart. And let's live on and let's dream a beautiful dream. Dream a little dream of me. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been a blast. This has been a magical blast. Magicaler. That's the word magicaler. Just created my own word. I hope you like it. Magicaler. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm here next week every Tuesdays, 8 to 6 p.m. You are so loved. You are light. You are magic. Speak your truth. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. Have an excellent rest of your night. Mwah!
Me and my baby left Lover's Lane and took a honeymoon in a airplane. We had motor trouble and I had to come down and landed in the middle of a jungle town. A big celebration was going on, a rocking and a rolling since the break of dawn. I said, come on, baby, let's rock.
Wild Tuesday.
They kept the beat with the beat beating on the ground. The snakes and the lizards was a crawling around. The tom-tom was a beating with a mighty sound. The Wild Tuesday. Was a wreck, a boa constrictor wrapped around her neck. Ow! What's going on around here?
Wild Tuesday.
They kept the beat with the beat beating on the ground. The snakes and the lizards was a crawling around. The tom-tom was a beating with a mighty sound. The Wild Tuesday. Well, I broke away from a grizzly bear. I jumped in a plane and I took to the air. We reached the States and I, just by chance, I tried to make the big rock and roll dance. When me and my baby hit the floor, we did a brand new dance they never saw before. We kept the beat with our beat beating on the floor. The cat was a rocking up to and fro. The band was a bopping, you could hear them blow the wah too.
My little rose. to try and forget you. And I tried to forget you. You said it was only infatuation. No, no, no. So much, so dear.